In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. You may be seated. Back in October of 1987, many of us here this morning can still remember a tragic accident that happened in a small town in Texas. As I describe it to you, it may come back to you. It involved a little 2-year-old girl named Jessica and a massive rescue effort that went on for many hours. In fact, I believe it was for about 3 days in order to save her. The whole thing started when somehow little Jessica managed to fall into a 12-inch wide abandoned well pipe at her daycare center. It turns out that Jessica dropped 20 feet down into that pipe, 20 feet underground into that very narrow space. She became wedged in there, bent over at the waist. The rescue workers, of course, showed up almost immediately, but there was little they could do. The space was just so narrow that it was literally impossible to send anyone in or to use any kind of equipment to rescue Jessica. Well, mining engineers were called in and all kinds of special equipment. And finally, the mining engineers decided that the only way to save Jessica was to drill a whole new intersecting tunnel in order to get to her. Now, the location of that new tunnel had to be spot on. They couldn't miss. And it had to be done quickly because of Jessica's life expectancy in that situation. But folks, it worked. It worked. And I can still remember watching this on television and seeing that moment when little Jessica was finally pulled out of that horrible situation. Beyond all hope, Jessica was alive. She was okay. Except for a broken leg and a few scrapes, everyone, in fact, the whole country, celebrated, breathed a sigh of relief because now everybody knew that Jessica was okay. We can only imagine the sense of relief and pure joy that Jessica's parents must have felt that day when she was rescued and when she was finally back in their arms. Just imagine what they must have felt. Today, Jesus is telling us that this is how God feels, how God rejoices when He has you and me back in His arms, safe where we belong. You've heard us say that this season of Lent is a season of confession and forgiveness and repentance. It is the time of the year when we confess our sins against God and our neighbors. Lent is a time of beginning our journey back to God, our Creator. But forgiveness and repentance are only two components of a much more profound image for this season of Lent. Now, confession and God's forgiveness and our repentance are absolutely essential to our walk with Jesus. But to complete our picture of what Lent is all about, there is this other essential component without which we go off the rails. In the 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus tells us 3 parables. We hear one of them today, but there were 3 that are in there in a row. There's the parable of the shepherd who finds a lost sheep. And then there's the parable of the woman who finds a valuable coin she has lost. And then comes this blockbuster, the climax of these 3 parables. And this one is perhaps the greatest parable ever that has ever been told. The third in this series of three, this parable of the father who recovers a son who was lost. Now think about each of these parables. You know them, you've heard them here in church, you've probably read them. And think about how each of them ends, each of these parables. The parable of the lost sheep, you know, where Jesus searches for the one, ends this way. The shepherd says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my sheep that was lost." That parable ends with rejoicing and celebration. It's on an upbeat, joyful note that it ends. Then how does the parable of the lost coin end? You remember that one where the lady sweeps all through the house and looks under the rugs and everywhere for this valuable coin that she's lost. Well, that one, that parable ends when the woman says, "Rejoice with me. I have found the coin I lost." And then there comes the third one, this third and the greatest of parables. And how does it end? The father says, "Rejoice with me. For this son of mine who was lost now is found." Each of Jesus' parables ends with joy and celebration. And it's this component of joy and celebration that completes our image of Lent. Joy and celebration. The story of each of our lives, no matter who we are, begins with God and His love for us. God is the source of all life. God is the source of your life and my life. God is the source of all that we see around us. And as Jesus shows us, God's basic characteristic is God's unconditional, deep, abiding love for all of creation, but especially for each of His children, for you and for me. Now, the secret to life, the key to living a full life on this earth, as Scripture points out, and as Jesus informs us, has to do with our maintaining and leaning into a solid, healthy relationship with God, who is the author and the source of our lives. That is the key. That is the linchpin. But what happens? Well, so often, very much like the younger son in the parable, actually both sons, but particularly the younger son in the parable, we tend to drift away, or we get distracted, or we walk away from God's embrace, from that relationship that is so key to living a full life. And the farther we drift away from God, the harder it is to hear God's voice, or to partake of God's wisdom, or even to remember what it's like to be loved, especially by a being much greater than ourselves. Like that younger son in the parable, the farther we drift away from God, the more entangled we become in the forces and the misplaced values and the hazards of this world, which can hurt us and which can bring us down. Like the younger son in the parable, the more we drift, the worse it gets. And finally, we find ourselves far from home, like the the boy in the parable, far from home, in a land of famine, in a place that has become a wasteland. We've all been there. In a place where there's little to celebrate and practically nothing to hope for. And we begin to question who we are. We begin to question what life's all about. What does it all matter anyway? But then comes this wonderful season of Lent. Lent comes along. And Lent sort of shakes us back to our senses. The purpose of the season of Lent is to kind of reboot our spiritual awareness. And it's during this season that the voice of Jesus breaks through all the chatter and the confusion of this world around us. And we hear that voice. We can hear that voice calling and searching for us to come home. And we begin to refocus and we begin to remember who we are. You know, you're a beloved child of the Creator, a child of the King, and we remember that. And we begin to remember that, yeah, we do have a place at our Father's table, a place just for us, a place with God where we know deep down we belong, our home. And we remember these things and we begin to refocus and we stand up and we dust ourselves off and we take that first step on our way back home to God where we belong. Out of this wasteland, this land of famine where we have wandered. And the good news for today is this, based on these parables that we've looked at, we know how our journey back home to God will end. As Jesus makes clear in each of these parables, and particularly in the parable of the prodigal son, we know that our journey back home to God will end with what? Rejoicing and celebration, homecoming, as God meets us on the road and welcomes us home and embraces us, his child. Another thing we need to remember about this parable this morning is this. You have to remember who the audience was to whom Jesus was speaking when he gave this parable of the prodigal son. He was speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees. You remember, they'd been critical of Jesus because he'd been spending time with those sinners, those tax collectors, and so forth. And so when you read this parable this morning, you have to remember that Jesus has the audacity to suggest to these pious, serious, grumbling Pharisees and scribes that this is the kind of rejoicing and celebration that goes on in heaven every time one of us repents and comes back home to God. Instead of painting a picture of God, the righteous judge, condemning sinners with hellfire, justice, and doom, Jesus rather describes God as a concerned parent. Did you get that in this parable? A concerned parent, combing the neighborhood, searching up and down the hillsides, looking everywhere for her lost child, pacing the front porch, wringing her hands, peering down the road, looking for that child who's missing from her embrace. And furthermore, once the repentant one has returned to God, what do we see? Nowhere in the parable is any mention of punishment. Well, now you're going to pay. None of that. not even judgment, nor any test to the beliefs or the convictions of the one who has returned. Instead, there's celebration, rejoicing. The one who went away has now returned. Let's rejoice. And so this component of celebrating and rejoicing over God's recovering us from our lostness and our celebrating our homecoming, that is just as important to our image of Lent as these other things that we talk about. I think one of the problems we have in comprehending our faith is this one. It's hard for us to comprehend or even come close to comprehending the unconditional quality and the depth of God's love for us. I don't think we come close. We always put conditions on it. God's love for us is unconditional. It's deep. It's profound. And sometimes we realize that God is much more loving than we would like for God to be. And God is definitely more loving than we could ever be toward others. But that's the beauty and the value of these parables of Jesus, like this one today. Jesus helps us to realize how deep and how profound God's love is. Now, the drama of Holy Week, and Holy Week's just around the corner, culminating in Jesus' death on the cross, is one thing that really helps me every year to grow in my appreciation of the depth and the quality of God's love for each one of us. Holy Week, especially Good Friday. And Holy Week is coming real quickly. But today we are well into the season of Lent, this season before Easter. And this is the time of the year when the church urges us to listen for God's voice, who is calling for us, who's searching for us. And when we hear God calling for us to come home, now is the time, like the boy in the parable, to come to our senses, to wake up, hear that voice, and then to begin our journey back into God's embrace where we belong. Let's have a moment of silent reflection, and I'll end with a prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, today we come to you seeking to understand your purpose and your will for our lives. Help us to know that although we seek you, you have sought us first in love. Lord, grant us wisdom in these moments. In Jesus' name, amen.